Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hello now, and welcome in, listeners, to great radio stations like 98.9 The Rock, Kansas City's rock station. Also, our friends at Portland's Classic Rock, 92.3 KGON, and Rock 95 in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Big show for you today. Our question, as we're dealing with the lockdown here in Washington State, day one, you might not have everything that you need. Hopefully, you've stocked up on all the essentials, but lo and behold, there's going to be something here or there.
Sure.
You know what I mean? You don't have. So how or what did you substitute for the real thing? 844-999-OLA.
Just a couple of quick comments that came in. Miles, you were talking about making homemade hand sanitizers. Hand sanitizers, huge. Since I work at a liquor store, we've been shipping out a ton of Everclear to make home hand sanitizer. That makes sense. When we first got to Seattle, we had a gallon of Everclear.
Right.
And we would drink a couple shots of it each night. And it didn't matter what other booze we had, we got to get rid of the Everclear first. I think it makes a better hand sanitizer than drink.
I'll tell you one thing that I've just learned is I've gotten to be a much better, like, hey, how can I do this at home when it comes to cooking?
Sure.
So last night I didn't make the greatest chicken wings in the world. I don't know if you know.
Oh, you don't have an air fryer.
I don't have an air fryer in my place. But my girls were down. I hadn't seen them in a while, so we decided to make some delicious chicken wings. I baked them. They were fine. They were okay. But they were not nearly as good as they would have been deep fried.
Right.
No, absolutely.
I'm telling you, man. I made some
fried, air fried, whatever.
Okay. Ridiculous.
But then I had my Caesar salad, and I realized, like most, you know, you buy the bag Caesar salad. So everything's great about those things, except for, in my mind, the amount of salad dressing that they give you. It is never enough. It's like when you buy one of those prepackaged salads. Steve, you have no idea what world I'm talking about.
It's nonsense.
But there's a little cup of salad dressing inside the salad, right? And you pour that on top. Never enough dressing for me. I always need more dressing. So I'm making this big thing of Caesar salad last night, and I realize I don't have enough Caesar salad dressing, and this is very dry. Well, lo and behold, I get on the internet, and wham, bam, within 10 minutes.
You made some.
I made homemade Caesar dressing that was 10 times better than the one that they gave.
I was going to say, look, if you're one of these people that likes salads, and I don't understand it, but I understand a lot of you do, most dressings are actually really, really easy to make, man. And if you start doing it, just like you said, it's going to taste significantly better than the crap sitting in your jar in the fridge.
It was basically,
I promise you,
like 3/4 of a cup of oil or olive oil, and then it was some Parmesan cheese.
Egg yolk.
It was an egg yolk. It was a little bit of Grey Poupon, probably a tablespoon of mayonnaise, lemon, garlic, anchovy paste. Boom. It was freaking fantastic.
And how much better?
But I never would have done that if it wasn't for the fact that, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, all right, I'm out of dressing. What do I do?
I'm telling you.
I just went to Google real quick, and I'm like, I can make this.
People are going to get used to being reliable.
And I know that's like not a substitute. That's just making something from scratch. But trust me, that's not how I roll.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of different. How or what did you substitute for the real thing? That is the real thing. 844-999-OLA.
By the way, in response, I will not say who it is from. It is someone that we know.
Oh, okay.
All right. So he says, hey, Miles, the text about the Saran wrap was for me. Yes, I use it on myself, not her. And yes, it did work.
It did work.
Yes.
Thank God.
Leave the name out just in case.
Thank God. I don't need Benny Kiss.
Hello, Ken. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So, Ken, how or what did you substitute for the real thing?
Well, it wasn't I, but a We'll call him an acquaintance in high school. He was looking for some lubricant for a little happy time with himself. And
for himself?
Decided that Easy Cheese was the best option available to him.
So what now? Easy Cheese?
Easy Cheese as a personal lubricant for happy time.
And this was a friend of yours?
An acquaintance, yeah.
And, yep. See, I can see
he was a friend until he did that.
I can see bringing Easy Cheese into the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? Because I think, much like if you're putting icing on a cake, you know what I mean? You could do some interesting things as far
as... Yeah, but this was flying solo.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Do you use lubricant for solo time? I've just never understood that.
Well, I mean, you got Vaseline, right?
Yeah, but I wouldn't use it there.
No.
It just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, look, I understand a lot of people, they use lubricant in those solo situations. Yep. It's just not something I've done. I've never understood why. Look, the beauty of it, the beauty of solo time to me is there is no foreplay. There's no conversation you have to have. You don't need anything other than your hand. And as long as I have my hand, like, this is done. I don't need lotion. I don't need candles. Like, just get to it. Handle your business, man.
My buddy Jeff, he started dating this girl in high school, and then they started dating in college. And I don't know what movie they watched, but like anything else, they were into just trying about whatever they could because they're young and they're dating and they're, you know what I mean? They're together, whatever. So they watched some movie, and I don't know what it was, but it involved, there was a scene with whipped cream. All right.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. And then, all right, so it's around Thanksgiving time. It's around October, and I don't know what the deal was, but Jeff had his house with no one in it. I don't know if his parents were at work or whatever the deal was, but either way, his girlfriend came over, and they were going to experiment with some of this stuff. Okay. So the one thing that they wanted to do was get involved with whipped cream, because it sounded like a pretty good idea. If you're going to bring an introductory food into the bedroom, they're going to go whipped cream. Well, Jeff goes downstairs, and they were out of whipped cream. The can was empty, but they had Cool Whip. So he went and he got
using a spoon
of Cool Whip, right? Well, Cool Whip is a lot more dense, and it doesn't really, like, it's kind of more like ice cream. Yeah, it doesn't do the same thing. So you got to kind of bite into it. It didn't really have the same effect. So I guess he dumps all this Cool Whip all over Wendy, and then there was too much Cool Whip, all right? Like, because the Cool Whip, you couldn't just, like, you can't just have, like, four or five big tablespoons full of Cool Whip in your mouth because it's too heavy. It's like heavy whipping cream.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not as light as Cool Whip or as whipped cream. So they go at it, and there's Cool Whip everywhere, and all the Cool Whip melts or whatever. So he decides he's going to just put the Cool Whip back into the container. So he takes the big clumps, like, off of her stomach and stuff like that, and he puts it back in the container. All right? So as Jeff says to me, okay, they're eating dinner. He didn't think about it at all. Later that night, his dad, who is just, his dad never said like two words the entire time that I was friends with Jeff or in his house. He was just a guy of a few words. He was a coal miner. He just came home. He ate. He took a shower and he went to bed, and that was it. That's all you saw of him. And apparently that night after dinner, he wanted a piece of pie. And of course the Cool Whip is in there. So, and Jeff had like stirred it all back to make it look like it. So his dad just starts just dumping this Cool Whip on this piece of pie at dinner, and Jeff's just got this terrified look on his face, and he's just sitting there just waiting and waiting and waiting. And his dad's like, so what he's like, My dad never says a thing. Just, His wife could have cooked like a 5-course meal, best meal you've ever had in your life. He wouldn't make a word. He wouldn't say a thank you. You know what I mean? But
Flavored with body.
With Wendy. How or what did you substitute for the real thing? 844-999-OLA.
Boy, people are giving me great thrill. You're just... Yeah, I do it dry, man. I don't need the lubricant. But that said, someone has chimed a banana peel as a substitute for us all the time. Someone else says shampoo. Hey, I understand her line of thinking, Robin. And someone else says shampoo. Again, I don't know, but I think both of those pale compared to... I want you to think about it, what the guy said again. Easy Cheese, man. Oh, when you think about Easy Cheese, you spray this in your hand, it expands like shaving cream, except it's not shaving cream. It's a product. And then you intentionally smear yourself in this.
Yeah.
There's something about, I feel like that's a violation of something.
If you're looking to get creative with your sex life, though, in these current lockdown times, New York Post offered this. It is 10 things. A new survey asked people what common household items they've used in the bedroom for sexual purposes, and they brought it down to 10 things that people have used to improve their sex life or just to bring it in for a little bit of fun, if you will. Number 10 on the list is a glass table. I think I have a pretty good idea what people are doing on the glass table.
I can guess.
But that's a very specific fetish. Or but maybe a couple of different specific fetishes. Maybe.
I think it's a cool thing to do if there's a third person. They can lay under it and watch.
Also brought into the bedroom, a vacuum cleaner, Steve.
I understand.
I don't.
All right. It's okay. I want you to think about your vacuum, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But now you've done the floor, but you go, damn.
But that's like a hickey.
But I need to know. Think about the different attachments you have for the hose that you separate from your can. Say to do the stairs or something.
Right.
But you don't put the attachment on the hose. You just pull the hose out of the thing.
Okay.
And then you attach the hose to you, to your waist level Pinocchio nose. And I'm telling you, the thought is brilliant. It just didn't work the way I liked.
Number 8 is heels. Okay, go figure. 7 is sponges. I don't understand what the...
I mean, maybe for cleanup. It's going to be messy, right. Girl.
A broom at number 6. I can't...
I can.
Both sides. Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Not for me, man, but okay, listen.
Where are you putting the bristle
in? Let me just draw. Yeah. I'm going to draw a broom.
All right.
I'm telling you what I'm thinking, because okay. I don't want to speak on behalf of other people, right?
There's the broom.
So that, right.
So, you're doing with the stick in.
Right. That explains itself. Hold on. That's supposed to be a woman.
All right.
So.
And then you're going to broom that?
Yeah.
Oh, no way. Yeah. You think that's. All right.
I don't know. But if she handed me the broom, that's what I would try.
You mean like cleaning a floor mat?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Number 5.
Not hard, man. Look, I don't know. If you just handed me the broom and said, do something, that's where I'm going.
5 mirrors. I guess that depends on what age you are and how you look.
Oh, yeah. After a certain age, like, no.
In the 80s, do you remember when they had those sliding closets that were just full-length mirrors?
Yeah, just nothing but mirrors.
Make the room look bigger? Those always came in handy. Number 4 is a feather duster. I think it's fine if it's never been used.
I don't care in that moment. And again, now what do you do with the feather duster?
Tickling.
Right.
Yeah, but you can tickle anything. Tickle the... Yeah, all right. Okay.
Same thing.
Ooh, this is weird. Number 3, plastic gloves. Why do you think you would need to wear plastic gloves in the bedroom?
Because I don't want that kind of material under my fingernails.
Is that what you're thinking? Really?
I don't know, but my thought is this. We do a game show, and we say, all right, you and your sexual partner, you go into this room, okay? My guess of what you would do with the broom, like, that's the game show. Like, maybe there's something else in mind. This is what I'm using the broom for. The rubber gloves, like, okay, things are about to get crazy.
Number 2 is a rope, which,
I can figure that out.
I know, but that seems like that would leave a rope burn. I don't know if you want to get...
You're tying it there.
Because I'm going to try to get out of there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, right. And number 1, the most common weird thing that people have used in the bedroom. And this is a weird one. That would be from the kitchen, the old spatula.
I get it.
Are you back to...
What? Again, this is the game show.
All right. Okay, really? With a spatula?
Yes!
You have extra spatulas laying around like you feel comfortable going to making eggs with
this
that?
This is the problem. I don't, so don't tell the kids. But what would you use a spatula for? I'd use a metal one.
I'd use it for cooking. Our question, how or what did you substitute for the real thing? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Check out mensroomlive.com. We're open Seattle.
A lot of businesses out there have had to restructure. They've had to improvise. They've had to do different things to stay in business. And a lot of them out there are doing so and trying to survive. And we'd appreciate you stopping by and helping out the local folks at Wiener Schnitzel in Everett, Washington. They are open for drive-through and carry-out, along with delivery by DoorDash and Uber. And they are open till midnight every single day. From 9 a.m. till midnight, Wiener Schnitzel will take care of you. That's from Alice and Dominic up there, guys. Postdoc Brewing Company, located in Redmond. They are open for growler fills and to-go six-packs, four-packs, and bottles until 6 every day. Order online for pickup or local delivery. And here's one for our buddy Mike Hawk back there. Guys, my name is Josh, the manager at Fisher Meats in North Issaquah. We're open until 6. Come in, get your fresh meat, or you can get your delivery from Mercado.com. We are an old-school butcher shop, keeping it local since 1910.
Damn.
Thank you guys for all you do for the community. That from Josh, a.k.a. the Big Time Butcher. P.S. I hope Mike Hawk shared the jerky I sent for you guys. Josh, he didn't even know.
What are you talking about?
We didn't even let us know that you even gave him
jerky. What jerky?
You gave him jerky? We would have requested ribeyes, but I guess Mike got a bunch of free jerky out of that. That's cool. That's nice. A complete list of all the stores that are open at mensroomlive.com. We're open Seattle. All right, our question. Hour one, did you substitute for the real thing? 844-999-OLA.
By the way, we inadvertently opened up a can of worms. A guy called to say that for solo time, an acquaintance, he refused to call him a friend, but an acquaintance used, Cheese Whiz? Easy Cheese.
Right.
Easy Cheese as a lubricant for solo time, which is disgusting and ridiculous. In and among itself, but for me, I've just always found it odd that people need lubes for solo time. I just find it remarkable, but more people chimed in and said one person used olive oil in a pinch, someone else used butter. But then I realized there's this unexpected brotherhood of people that are not supporting me. Again, I did not know this was a thing, but to like thrill them with you.
On the vacuum?
No, on the lack of lubricants for solo time.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's two different groups. Those of us that, you know,
enjoy the lubricant.
The dry sauna.
All right.
And those that,
the
lubricant.
I see.
Which is ridiculous.
See, we thought we were beginning calls from people who lives have changed a lot and they're now working from home. And normally when they'd be out doing sales calls, they're now doing something else. Or, I don't know, they're doing video conferencing or they're sitting there and now they realize that they're the substitute teacher for the kids because they're having to teach them curriculum that, depending on the age of your kids, you might be able to comprehend better than not, or maybe you can't at all and you got to Google everything on
there.
On that test.
But we've hit something important to people.
Yeah.
Do you use lubricant? And if you do, what have you used?
How or what did you substitute for the real thing? 844-999-0.
Although, to your point, real quick, the kids are being schooled from home. I am, and I mean this honestly, like, look, it more than just having to teach your kids, there's something you can take some pleasure or pride in that, but you're 100% correct. Depending on the grade of your kid, I recognize that I'm blessed with a second and third grader, man. So, reading comprehension, got it. Spelling, got it. Math, that's the big one. Math, right? I'm still well in the zone. There's nothing they can present to me that I don't understand. I want to say if my kids were in, what year did you start algebra? Is that like seventh grade?
Normally eighth or ninth.
Okay. If they're eighth, put it this way, if your kid is taking algebra, I would not be able to help my kids. It would be impossible.
No,
like,
no.
Look, if it's not addition, subtraction.
Geometry I can do. To some degree. Better than algebra.
Maybe.
I couldn't get past Algebra 2, so there's no way I could help. I mean, I can't, basically what it comes down to is...
I didn't go to Algebra 2.
At the middle grade level, it was questionable whether I could do it, especially mathematics or anything like that. Science, I could understand.
Sure.
Biology, I could get.
Yeah.
Social things, no problem. Social studies, all those things.
Yeah,
history,
yeah.
I'm fine with, but when it comes to math, I can't do it.
Because there's no imagination.
No, exactly.
I mean, it is what it is.
Yep. So thank God for second and third graders. Hello, Eastwood. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Hola.
Eastwood, listen, I promise you, you can call the show anytime, but if you email us one more time within the next 7 days, I'm going to drive to wherever you live and I'm going to strangle you.
I won't say you no more. I just dropped my whole audio file on you, and then I sent some that I thought might be for, you know, I wrote.
You had to be stoned.
Here, a couple of them, that, you know, maybe you want to pick up. But, yeah, sorry, man. I won't send you no more unless, you know, it'll be short and sweet.
You don't understand. They're rambling. They go on and on and on and on.
I've been writing Elon Musk for years to his Gigafactory to tell him ideas. He wouldn't listen to me. So I thought,
maybe
he'll make a point of it.
Eastwood, you've been sending emails to Elon Musk with ideas.
Yeah, I got plans, man. But, you know, I'll do it myself. He won't do it for me.
He hasn't responded to any of them.
Not one comment. You know, I wrote Kimberly Clark up there years ago to their company about using their steam turbine generation, using oxygen injection and furnace and stuff. They called me back, and then they went bankrupt, you know. So
as soon as they talked to you, all went to hell.
You guys be contacting me in Rivers. I was just trying to get you to say hello, Eastwood. Yeah. I know you're alive, so.
Sure. I'm sure you've improvised a lot of your life. You substituted a lot of different things for stuff, right?
Yeah, this one was a pretty good one. I was janitor out of South Seattle Intermodal Hub Center, and I had all the supplies except stripper. You know, so I went in there and looked in the cabin. I found a big industrial box of spick and span, and I dumped it in my mop bucket, a huge mop bucket. And then I dumped in some ammonia, and then I dumped in some bleach, and this stuff started smoking. And so I put a bunch of water in there and filled it up real quick. It was almost taking my breath away. And I went out there and started mopping that up, and the snot was hanging out of my nose. It was this white floor, and it cleaned it really well. I mean, it really did. It cleaned it really well. And
that was the beginning of all the letters.
There were about 40 people in the office, and they got off at like 4 o'clock, and then it was about 3, and they just all got up, left, and went home.
Yeah, because the odors were probably so strong they couldn't breathe.
It was a bomb. I made a bomb. It was dangerous. That stuff could have flashed on its own. It was the most, don't anybody ever do that. It's, you don't mix ammonia and bleach. It's a bomb. Don't do that.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, I made a bomb in there, and then the powdered stuff, you know, it's almost like, you know, mixing fertilizer and diesel and stuff. You know, I mean, it's dangerous. I could have killed myself, blew us all up. One spark and we've been dead.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Thank you for improvising.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, but it got the four-wheel clean and it waxed out. It was happy when I was done, so.
I bet it did. Well, at least you're not dead.
I better kill everything in a 6-mile radius.
Yeah.
Could have got snot hanging out of his nose mopping the floor. I feel safe.
Speaking of, a Phoenix area man is dead and his wife is under critical care after the two took chloroquine phosphate and an apparent attempt to self-medicate for the coronavirus, according to a hospital. It does not appear they took the pharmaceutical version of the drug, but rather an additive commonly used at aquariums to clean fish tanks. Banner Health said in a statement, though Banner did not provide additional details. NBC News spoke to the wife, who said they learned of the connection to the coronavirus during President's news conference, which was on a lot of different things, actually. Quote, they took it because they were afraid of getting sick. I had the substance in the house because I used to have koi fish. I saw it sitting on the back shelf and thought, hey, isn't that the stuff they're talking about on TV? Banner Health experts emphasize that the medication, as well as other inappropriate medications and household products, should not be ingested to treat or prevent the virus. And given the uncertainty around the COVID-19, they urge you to not listen to anyone who's not a doctor at this point in time.
Yeah.
As far as, they were basically in the hospital within 30 minutes. So both of them ingested this stuff, which is used to clean fish tanks.
It's not a good idea. Do not do it. Do not do that. Yeah. Good God.
Our question, how or what did you substitute for the real thing? 844-999-OLA.
Quick note here. A lot of people are chiming in to let us know that Eastwood, who just called us, said he's working as a janitor, mixed ammonia and bleach, and in spite of all the snot running out of his nose, he mopped the floor. Mm-hmm. Said he got everything real clean. Everyone basically is pointing out he pretty much just made mustard gas.
Is that what that is?
Look, I don't know, but that's what stupid bastard Eastwood made modified version of mustard gas. Follow, mixing ammonia and bleach can kill you. What a moron. Eastwood reminds me of the guy. ammonia and bleach makes chlorine gas. Look, either way, yeah, so a couple people say mustard gas. Someone else says chlorine gas, but we can all agree, not a good thing.
No,
a good thing.
Anytime you're manufacturing something that is known to kill people, that's not good.
Well, look, he was old enough to know. I do remember being a kid. One thing we kind of did successfully, a friend of mine mixed Elmer's glue and like Tide liquid detergent, mm-hmm. non-Tide, but it kind of made like clay. So we can form things. And for like, I don't know, during summer vacation, we got about a week out of this. The thing is, when it dries, it gets super brittle and just falls apart. But that wasn't a bad thing. But then we decided, let's experiment with different things, right? So I don't know why, but they had beakers. Like, you bet, I have no, I'm looking back at this family. Maybe they were making drugs. Who knows? But they had these beakers. And I remember we took like some of his mom's perfume, some lighter fluid, just all this crap, put it in a beaker. I do not remember all of what it was, but we're watching this thing and we started backing away because the bubbles inside, they were weird, man. Instead of like tiny foaming bubbles, it made like these sideways oval bubbles.
Right.
But it made a noise every time the bubbles came to the top. And it was like this, like a high-pitched frequency kind of thing you'd hear like on AM radio. It's like, whoop, whoop. So we start backing away because this is weird. But we're kids. We're like, it's just liquid. What could be wrong? This beaker, when I say it exploded, this is not this massive explosion, but basically the beaker cracked and blew some glass out, man. And it freaked us out. We stopped. Like, we stopped at that moment, just like, look, I don't know what happened, but we can all agree, stuff that smells strong, let's just not mix it together. That's the only commonality that they had, is that they all had a really strong odor, right?
Right.
The perfume, lighter fluid, whatever. Don't do it. Do not do it. I have no idea what we made, but I remember it vividly. It was like 40 years ago.
The dumbest thing I've ever improvised, or just, I didn't really have a structure yet, but my buddy gave me a waterbed. And he just gave me the inside of the waterbed, the big blue bubble thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, eventually I made a frame for it. But the frame fell apart. So I didn't have a frame anymore because it basically just...
How long did your frame last?
It lasted for about a year, but with people kind of like diving onto the bed
and
stuff like that, the rails were already bad on it, you know what I mean? Like they were peeling off and everything. So I determined that I could still have a waterbed, but I put it on milk crates. So I stole all these milk crates and basically made that the platform and just figured the bed would kind of just sit on top of it. Yeah. So I filled it up with, I took some of the water out, but then I ended up, me and two or three buddies, you have to take a lot of the water out to move this damn thing. So I ended up taking about, I don't know, 2/3 of the water out, and then I put it on the milk crates, then I filled it back up with water.
How long does that process take?
That process took about 4 or 5 hours, just draining out the window and everything else. So, okay, I get it on the milk crates. I'm on that bed for 2 days, and for some reason, it popped on the underneath on part of... Now, I didn't realize how slow this leak was, okay?
It popped, but you did not know it had popped.
I did not know it had popped. I didn't know because it wasn't a big pop. But it was like dripping down the inside in the middle of one of these crates. Now, below us was a warehouse.
All right.
So the water all just went down into the warehouse. And that's all I know. And then I got rid of the waterbed because I didn't want any evidence in case the landlord went into the warehouse and realized whatever he had. Because like it was one of those things where like we tried to look into the windows to see what was in there.
Yeah.
And the windows were all like dirty. You know what I mean? On the inside, and you couldn't really make anything in there because it was like a light, but there was like boxes and crap because it always looked like, okay, where did that water go on? Could we see it coming through the floors? Nothing like that. But basically just had to haul it out because I was afraid I was going to get sued or something. Because, I mean, a waterbed is a lot. It was a king-size waterbed. So you think about how much water actually went into that
warehouse. Who gave you this waterbed?
My neighbor, once he got a new one.
A king's, I'm assuming he looks exactly the way I imagine him looking.
He got a pimp daddy waterbed.
Solo stash,
like the
Oakley's.
Kind that has his speakers in the back, you know what I mean? Like he had a jet ski. He's one of those dudes. There's a mirror in the middle. He probably had like a statue of praying Jesus, you know, in the middle of it. He's that guy.
Yeah, I can imagine him.
How or what did you substitute for the real thing? 844-999-OLA.
Did you ever get laid on the waterbed?
All the time.
How difficult, and I've had sex on a waterbed once, and I thought it sucked. Because it's counter rhythm to what you're doing.
Yeah.
You don't think about it. But, you know, you're constantly thrusting your hips or whatever. But, like, when the way... It's not funny,
it's hard,
man,
to find an anchor
when
point.
The way... Right. That's what I mean. So you never really...
You're right. You got to ride the wave.
Yeah, but it's ridiculous.
No, but you got
to
ride the wave.
It's like boogie boarding, but you're not in the mood to, like, go. So you just let the wave go under you.
Yeah, you just got to let the wave control the ride. You know what I mean? You got to just let it do its thing, and you just got to join it.
But it can mess up at certain times.
That's why you got to get the timing down.
Yeah.
Because it hits the front, then comes back.
That's what I mean.
This one didn't have baffles in it. So it's just like this whole wave to the front, wave to the back thing. I mean, seriously. The last thing you wanted to do was like have the spins on that thing.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. It was horrible. You had to put an anchor down, 1 foot off. Just like, ah, God.
Hello, Brendan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Brendan, what did you substitute?
So, amongst all this hand sanitizer BS, I took 80 proof vodka
aloe vera and some lemon drop essential oils and made my own hand sanitizer.
You did? What was the 80-proof vodka that you bought? Was it just a cheap vodka?
Kettle One.
Yeah, it was just some generic brand.
I think that's the... Is it 80 proof that's the level you need, or is it 90? I want to... I think it's 90 proof.
I think I looked it up. It was like... I think it was 80.
Okay.
You know?
Wait. Why does everyone use vodka? And I understand why they use vodka, but I'm
normally
saying...
Normally, vodka comes in about 60 or 40%, so that's not going to work as far as a hand sanitizer. If you're biting like a bottle of Tito's, which I would never recommend doing anything than pouring down your throat.
But why does it have to be vodka? I'm saying someone said Everclear.
It could be 151. You could get something that...
What about Yukon Jack?
That, actually.
All right, Yukon Jack. There's not a lot of... Yes, there are not a lot of syrupy. Good uses. All right, what about Mellowcorn?
It's too syrupy.
I'm just trying to think of a better use.
You need to get something in a plastic jug, man, that's got like 90 proof alcohol. I'm pretty sure 90 is the magic number on this stuff.
I bet you Wild Turkey.
I don't think it's 90 proof.
Really?
You need to get something hot.
Damn.
I mean, like so hot, you're like, oh, God. Something you put like in Jello shots at a college party.
Like 101?
Yeah, something just
all right.
Horrible.
Just straight up grain alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Our question, how or what did you substitute for the real thing? 844-999-OLA. One of the stories coming up here in headlines with Mike Hawk. Especially if you are working from home, your situation has changed, and now you're not going to the office anymore, and a lot more people are doing the teleconferencing thing, and working from home isn't the cozy affair it used to be, because it used to be if you wanted to work in your pajamas or whatever, you get on the call and nobody really knows what's going on. You could be using the bathroom as whatever, as long as you don't flush. But now that millions of Americans have been not only forced out of the workplace, but the classroom, guess what? Now we have software like Zoom, FaceTime, and Skype. So basically, video conferencing is becoming the thing.
Which sucks.
The virtual classrooms, the virtual offices, not just two participants on either side of the call, but several, maybe even dozens or more sitting there. And tech that got us there, they say one ingenious Zoom University student figured something out. Guy's name is Grant Rosenthal, and he was forced back to his family home in California after the University of Cal Berkeley closed the campus. And he had some advice for fellow sleepy students on how to look fresh-faced without actually having to shower or use, like, you know, eye depuffer. In the clip he shared, Rosenthal appears on camera with a caption, "Attention all freshly enrolled Zoom University students. Want to look less ugly in your videos without trying? In three easy steps, you can do it." He directs viewers to one very handy tool included with Zoom's interface, the touch-up option. The function, writes Rosenthal, will allow you to watch your skin be face-tuned in real life. Do we not have that on our FaceTime, Facebook video thing?
But does that make you look better, or does it make you look like a cat?
Can we get that?
Like, are you thinking Snapchat? Or
No. It makes you just look better. It gives you a facelift.
Real time?
Is the idea, yes.
Oh, okay.
It says, the touch-up option, the function, will allow you to watch your skin be face-tuned in real life. According to Zoom's website, the feature retouches your video display with a soft focus. This can help smooth out the skin tone on your face to present a more polished-looking appearance
so it's blurry
when you display your videos to others.
Basically, we're going to pixelate your ass because nobody wants to see your unsightly face. I think there would be a bigger benefit if you could control it. So there's 10 of us on a conference call, right? And we're all looking at each other. I would rather have control, like, hey, put this over Miles' face. Like, you don't have to do it, but let's face it. There's certain coworkers that just looking at them, you're not going to the same thing. Maybe you worked with them for years, but face it, they look freaky to you, and you can't help but stare.
I would use the old animal filter.
Anything.
Like your boss is a cat, you're a squirrel, you know what I mean? Your friend's a fox, whatever the deal is. You know what I mean? You got the doggy effect on, the cat effect on. I think it'd make the conference go much better.
I think it'd be a lot easier. Right. I think I'd make our boss an owl.
How are your kids' homeschooling going?
You know what, man? It's all right. The classes are the class. For the most part, everyone slept a little late today. But for the most part, they are on a schedule. But we've kind of changed our approach to the world.
What time do they wake up exactly?
Typically, they're up by 7. Today, they actually slept until about 8:30.
8:30?
Yeah. So guess what I did? Between about 8:20
I was going to say, you told me you were up at 8:30.
And 45 seconds.
Yeah?
Had sex. Dude, I was done so quick, I had to apologize.
But you had the real thing?
Dude, I mean, it was like, suddenly, you're my substitute for masturbation. The kids are asleep. Let's do it. You won't need long.
How or what did you substitute for the real thing? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
From the emails, just for your edification, the proof of alcohol goes is normally half of the actual percentage, i.e. 80 proof equals 40%, not enough to kill any germs that your body couldn't deal with on its own. If you want alcohol to kill germs in any volume, you need isopropyl alcohol or Everclear. At 180 proof, it is the closest to rubbing alcohol. So that's great. Just know if you're drinking 180 proof, it's basically just isopropyl alcohol.
But doesn't it taste like it?
Pretty much.
That's the thing. Everclear basically tastes like freaking, alcohol.
Our question, how are you? What do you substitute for the real thing? As we've seen here with our life, many things have changed for a lot of different people and how they go about their daily business.
Sure.
One thing for sure is that if you have a friend who's in a band or musician, you'll find that a lot of the musicians out there now, instead of the show that you would normally go to or the club that you normally go see them, they're now doing online performances with Facebook Live and everything else. So as people try to adapt with still being able to do their art and do what they do, a lot more people are watching some of these home performances. I know a couple guys in town are doing stuff every day in the afternoon if you want to catch a live show, or at night. That's one of the ways that they're improvising, and you know, I can't go out, can't do a live show, still want to get the stuff out there and giving you a free show at home.
Yeah, but, you know, and that's in response to everything that's going on. And it has been kind of interesting, I think, is, you know, as everyone shelters down or whatever it is you want to call it, just some of these new things that are happening. And like you say, you know, the people doing their performances live, you know, via Facebook and all this. And I applaud those people. And I understand those people. And I'm like, cool, man, let's move things forward. The people that bug me are the people that decided they wanted to substitute things for no reason at all, other than, as best I can tell, to see if you could tell they substituted it. And I'm speaking, of course, about Zoodles. People go on and on. No, listen to me. There was no reason. There was no need to substitute my noodles with Zoodles. There was none. But people, there was no crisis going on. You weren't sheltered down. It's just something people decided to do. And my first experience with them was in lasagna, all right? So a friend had made lasagna, and it's one of these weird things. We've all been there. If there's something you say you don't like or something you don't eat and someone believes that they have snuck it into your meal.
Like cauliflower and mashed potatoes.
Right. If you need to do that for a grown-ass man, right? But they're giving you that look that says, all right, there's something amiss. But anyway, I'm at this person's house. I'm eating their lasagna, which otherwise was pretty fantastic, with the exception of the spinach. Honest to God, you do not need spinach in lasagna. But I'm eating this, and I don't know that they were Zoodles, but the only thing, and it didn't taste bad. It's not that. But the consistency was just strange, because somehow Zoodles, to me, they're just more gelatinous than regular noodles. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So well, it's even, a vegetable.
Right. So even when you make, like, spaghetti with it, like, it's not that it tastes awful, but this is the only spaghetti I've eaten where it turns into like a ball of goo in my mouth. But anyway, everyone's so excited, so proud. Did you like that? I'm like, yeah, dude, it was fine. Those were Zoodles. Like, I know they were Zoodles. I know.
What am I supposed to say? Something to you in the middle of dinner?
You don't need to. Listen, it doesn't matter. I know they're Zoodles. Or the people.
Well, you know
what?
Did
you like the chili? Because it was turkey and stuff. Look, it was meat. I'm down, man. I'm down. Why does it matter? But yes, I know it was turkey because it tasted like turkey.
Well, that's a big thing. People are, I mean, everything now just can't be the original thing. You can't have chili with big chunks of meat in it or whatever. It's always some
well,
kind of like.
You can get meat, but it'll be turkey.
But the Beyond Burger, I know it's Beyond Burger's not bad. I mean, at least the technology is catching up with a lot of the stuff, because initially
sort of.
The stuff was horrible.
It was.
If you go to the fake veggie section of your, don't get the hot dogs. They're terrible.
It looks like a sex toy. It does not look like
the
a hot dog.
The only thing that's worth a crap is a little ground beef fake package that you could use for like taco meat or
again,
anything like that. Maybe Sloppy Joe's. I don't know.
I know. But even like the Impossible Burger, it was not bad. But the way they sold it was, you wouldn't even be able to tell it's not meat. You could easily tell it's not meat. It doesn't taste bad. But anyway, all of that stuff, you're right, that became the big thing. Like, well, in my chili, this is like soy, blah, blah, blah. And again, it's like, I know it is because I can feel it in my mouth.
Yeah. Some other entertainment aspects out there that have changed. Obviously, WWE, they had a lot. This is the big time of the year for them.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they're going to do the WrestleMania and all that stuff. And that was all put on hold, obviously. And they decided to do it over a few different nights. And with that, the WWE said, look, we are going to put up every single one of WrestleManias and you can watch them all for free. So
what do you mean? No. Their current one that they're splitting up?
All of them. Every single WrestleMania that has ever been aired, they're going to put it out there. And a lot of people weren't able to watch certain WrestleManias because they were pay-per-view. They're $50, they're $60,
or
$70.
Or they're not 40 years old.
I find myself watching reruns of things that have already aired on television, which are sporting events. I did not see them. Well, yeah. I mean, because it's, I still want to watch sports.
I mean, I know, but when you, listen.
So now I'm watching sports that have already happened.
But you already know the outcome.
No, I don't know the outcome.
Okay.
But it's still something that already happened.
What sports? You know every NFL game. It's impossible for me to put on an NFL game without you saying, dude, I know who won this game. This guy gets injured. What are you watching where you don't know? Because you watch a lot of sports.
Mm-hmm. Right now on the Golf Channel, I'm watching the Valspar Classic. Last year's round, Tiger Woods right now is at minus six, I believe, on the weekend.
And do you find that you're actually interested, even though...
I am just watching it like it never happened before. Because what else are you going to do? Like, it's not... I mean, I can't watch the real thing.
Work around the house.
So I watch college football games, you know, whatever they're re-airing on ESPN.
I can't...
If it's on, I'll watch it.
I know ESPN has been doing a lot of that. I have a hard time sitting through. If it's a sporting, like, I can watch a movie I've seen 20 times and still enjoy it. Something about a sporting event, I just...
Are you telling me if they put a Seahawks game on 1 o'clock on a Sunday that was from last year, you still probably wouldn't watch it?
No.
You're kidding me.
No.
I would.
I already know what happened.
How or what did you substitute for the real thing? 844-999. Hold up. More your calls in seconds.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.